from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. And now a story that proves you can do what you love and make a difference in someone's life, no matter how old you are. From member station WAMU, Rebecca Shear reports.
It's Saturday afternoon in Northeast Washington, D.C., and behind a wrought iron barred door on Bunker Hill Road, two young girls decked out in tights and leotards are taking ballet. Their teacher is a tiny woman, 5 feet tall tops, wearing bright red lipstick and well-worn toe shoes. As music flows from the vintage record player in the corner, she gives directions,
back to fifth,
critiques.
You never leave your arm. You see, your arm just stays here.
She even gives demonstrations, joining her students at the bar as they execute their pliés, rond de jambes, and relevés.
This is the preparation. One, two, for rond de jambes. Lift yourself. Lift.
But this is not your typical ballet class, because this pint-sized professeur de danse,
your knee has to be turned out,
is 93 years old. Her name is Theryl Camille Smith.
And I was born in Washington, D.C. I am the second daughter of five daughters.
And she started dancing at age 8 when her parents signed her up for lessons.
And when I went to college, I didn't major in dance. I majored in sociology. But in the meantime, my father had given my sister a building for a nursery school,
where Smith was helping out as a teacher.
And one of the parents said, would you please, Theryl, give my daughter dance lessons? And I said, sure.
In 1948, Smith opened her own school, the Theryl C. Smith School of Dance.
Then on the first recital, there were 8 children. And then I realized if I was going to grow that fast, I needed to really study some more.
So during summer breaks, she took classes in New York City, then Paris. And when she returned to America, she knew segregation would prevent her from getting hired at any of the premier dance companies.
I think by the time things opened up and whatnot, maybe I was too old. You know, you get 40 or something, you know, you're a little old for point and all that.
But she continued teaching and watching her school grow.
My enrollment got to be over 100.
And grow.
And then 200, you see.
So by now, she says she must have exposed thousands of students to dance and the arts.
When you disregard the importance of the arts, you're going to lose out with your children. Because it creates and stimulates your imagination. And you just have greater dreams, I think.
Since the 1970s, Smith also has been teaching ballet at a number of D.C. public schools, including Emory Elementary, where, after a recent lesson, the entire class rushes forward to give her a hug.
Only one at a time. No, go back. Go back in line.
Theryl Smith says it's harder to attract children to dance class these days, but she's determined to hang on to those toe shoes, keep those records playing, and stay on point.
If you love me that much, you'd listen.
For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Shear in Washington.